What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
You might not know the name, but you'll know the voice. And when you hear who passed away, you're probably going to go, oh, that's part of, like, as I was growing up. Elwood Edwards just passed away at 74 years old. Elwood Edwards is this voice.
You've got mail.
Whoa.
Right?
I remember logging into AOL.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. It was like, I would sign on, and that voice wouldn't come on. I'd be like, nobody liked me.
First, you had to hear that weird dial-up, the
ew. Oh, God, yes.
Right. You've got mail.
AOL fooled us all, though, man. Remember they had those CDs, right? And you had free email for a while. Then your subscription would sort of run out, and we were like, now we got to pay for this thing? What? At one point, I was reading this morning in, like, 1998, 50% of the CDs produced worldwide had an AOL logo on it.
Wow.
Really?
Right?
Wow.
And this voice was heard all around the world in different languages.
You've got mail.
We no longer have mail.
I'm still getting mail. All right, Cassie, it's got some real heaviness going on.
Yeah, it's been a really tough couple of weeks. Well, I mean, years, but still, the past couple of weeks, particularly tough. For those who don't know, my mom was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer a couple of years ago, and she beat it. And then it came back in full force. It spread to several areas. It's stage 4. She's undergoing treatment at MD Anderson in Houston, which is one of the country's best cancer institutes. So we feel really grateful for that. And the oncologists have always been very open. They're like, we cannot cure your cancer. You will always have cancer. But what we can do is try to arrest the growth and stop the growth. I mean, the treatments and the strides the scientific and medical communities have made in treatment of cancer, mind-blowing. I mean, they have done some treatments. Some have worked, some haven't. But for the most part, they've been able to stop some of the tumor growth, which is incredible if you think about it. But it's really taking a toll on her, and it spread to another area of her body. And I was out for a few days last week to go to MD Anderson in Houston with her while she got a treatment done. And, you know, we were all in good spirits. She was so tired, like she's falling asleep sitting up, but she's powering through. And so after her treatment, which was like we were all day from literally 6:30 in the morning to 2:30 p.m. in a windowless basement room waiting for her to get this done. And if you've listened and you're a P1, you'll remember Rebecca on our show, who has had tongue cancer, was telling us about her mask that she had. She used to have to be bolted down to the table, and we destroyed it in a wood chipper. Well, my mom had to have one of those made for this surgery. And so she's going through this whole process, and she is just, you know, keeping up the best spirits that she can. And so after the surgery, she's tired. We go back to her room, and I run downstairs to the restaurant because there's a hotel attached to the medical center that has a cafeteria. I mean, everyone at MD Anderson, they must weed out people with bad attitudes. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. There was not one person who didn't want to help me, from the baristas at the coffee place being overly pleasant, but not in a saccharine fake way, like a truly nice way. The custodial staff. I remember at one point I was looking for a heated blanket for her, and I couldn't find a nurse's station. And two dudes in suits who were clearly like very high level directors stopped, went down the hall into restricted access areas, and brought my mom a blanket. Wow. Like, that's the kind of people you want the earth made of, people at MD Anderson. But I'm sitting at the bar, and of course, it's all cancer patients. That's all who's there and their families. I'm sitting at the bar waiting for our food order to come by myself, and I'm having a glass of beer and just a pint of beer, a glass of beer, Jesus, this is a pint of wine, what I should have had. And I'm just listening to the conversations around me, and there are two patients next to me chatting, and they're in great spirits, but one laughed, and he's like, you know, they're like, what are you in here? It's trading cancer war stories. And he laughed, and he goes, well, none of us are getting out of here alive. And that hit me so hard, and I started crying at the end of the bar. Because he was right. And I wasn't talking to him. It wasn't my conversation. I shouldn't have been eavesdropping. But when you're alone at the end of the bar with only your thoughts, I'm like, oh, God, no, I got to drown these out. And, you know, that is, he had such a great attitude about it. And he was like all about living life to the fullest and just being like, they told me I had 18 months and look, here I am 18 months later and I'm doing fine. And I was like, that is such a great mentality to have. But that line, none of us are getting out of here alive. And I'm like, well, that's kind of true about life in general.
It is.
And you also don't really know when your time is, whether or not you have cancer. I mean, there's a much shorter timeline, but any of us, we don't know how long we have. But that hit me because it made me really realize this whole time I had been really holding on to this hope of, while they can't get rid of the cancer, I was hoping that it would be a treatment enough where, and this is probably foolish of me, or rose-colored glasses, that it would stop the growth of the lumps and the metastases enough where she would go on to live her natural lifespan.
Sure, I think everybody and every family member that has to go through this thing is hoping for a miracle.
Right.
That never goes away.
There are other diseases that have in the past been death sentences, and now there's modern medicine that can help sort of stop those processes. So you still live with it, but your lifespan is much longer now. And I was really foolishly thinking that. In my head, I was like, okay, she's got to get these treatments. This sucks. It's going to be, you know, she did chemo. Her hair fell out, everything. Such a trooper. It came back and we were devastated, but we're like, it's fine. It's going to, or in my head, I'm like, it's going to be fine. And I don't know if it's going to be fine. And my dad's prepped me. He's like, you know, this will kill her, right? And I was like, well, I know.
And your dad's
obviously
a doctor, right?
Yeah,
okay,
he is.
So he's got that kind of mentality also. And he's English.
Yeah, he's very British. So he's just like, he's right. Not being mean. That's just, he's very
practical.
Yeah, practical. He doesn't sugarcoat stuff. He has empathy, but he's not sugarcoating. And I'm like, well, obviously, but in like 20 years in my head, I'm like 15 years, she's got time. And he's like, well, we don't know. It could be less than a year and it could be 5 years. And that really shook me because, again, I was foolishly being like, we got lots of time. She's going to see my kids grow up. She's their only grandmother. She's going to be around for that. And I don't know that she will be. And I'm holding on to the hope. But this, I know I'm talking about myself a lot. What I really wanted to get out of this was I wanted advice on how to cheer her up, because she is doing a great job, but I can see that it's taking a toll on her. She's exhausted. Like I said, she's falling asleep while sitting up, and she is still like, I mean, while we were there, she's like, no, we're going to go out to eat together as a family. We're going to go get this amazing Mexican food. And I'm like, Ma, we can eat in the room. Like, you need your rest. But no, she wanted to power through because she wants to make those memories, and she doesn't want to pretend that it's not happening. And I don't want to put words in her mouth by any stretch of the imagination. This is just what I'm seeing. But I can't imagine what it feels like inside for her knowing this and hearing another cancer patient say, none of us are getting out of here alive. And then my dad sort of, you know, giving me a reality check that I needed. And I want to make it so that she still has hope and she is still happy and feeling good about life. And I don't know quite how to handle it because my family's growing up has always been like, you know, you skin your knee and it's not, it hasn't really been, oh no, you skinned your knee, are you okay? It's put a Band-Aid on it, get up and go, like you're fine. And that had really affected me my whole life, like brushing off pain, being like, get it together, go. This is different. And so I want to respect the fact that she is going through all of this. And I don't know if I should treat her differently or not, I guess is what I'm saying. And I don't know how to keep happy. Like, do I keep on and carry on like everything is normal so that she has a normal life for the rest of her years that she's here? Or do I take into account that she has cancer? And I don't want to use the word pander because that has negative connotations, but cater to that and make things a little more gentle. I just don't know how to navigate this process where we're in this. It feels like a life and death limbo.
I wish we had segments that could be longer so we could really embrace this whole thing for a longer period of time. But I think you have somebody next to you that has gone through it. And I also think, doesn't the hospital and aren't there therapists that specifically focus on this issue right here, on how you should deal with it or what's healthiest and your family also?
Yeah. And, you know, that's my own stupid thing to deal with because, you know, they invited me to stay in the hotel attached to the hospital. And I was like, no, those rooms should be saved for the people who need them. And my mom was like, you're the family member of a patient that's for you. I stayed at a different hotel though, but I feel like I shouldn't be using those resources and that they should go to somebody who is in a worse place and needs it more.
You're in that place.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yeah. It's tough. And I think I also am a little resistant to it because then it makes it more real.
I know.
I'm so sorry. I hate this for your mom. I hate this for you. I hate this for your entire family. What I'm going to tell you right now is you are a caregiver and that's a really hard job. Okay. So you need to change your mindset. Those hotel rooms are for you. Okay. You need that. Any of the resources that the hospital offers, please take them. And like what Bert's talking about, as far as like, they have social workers, family services, please take advantage of those. I think you and your mom, unfortunately, do need to have like a somewhat tough conversation and kind of let her decide how what would be beneficial for her. Instead of you trying to like guess what she needs, try to get her to articulate what she needs if she can. Because you don't want to leave anything unsaid and you don't want to leave anything undone. Right.
And I hear you. I'm just afraid if I have that conversation and
I know
it's going to make her feel like I don't have hope and that I've given up.
She's married to a doctor. She knows. Okay, so I commend you for handling this so delicately because it's such a complicated, hard process for everybody involved. But obviously, she's the nucleus, right? And you want to do everything in your being right by her. And there's no magic words. There's no perfect fit. Every cancer patient is different. They're going to like handle the news differently. Like that guy at the bar is going to handle it one way. Somebody else is going to handle it a different way. Somebody may not want to talk about it at all. Somebody may really need to talk about it to help process it. So I think just having an honest conversation and a kind conversation with your mom, be like, I want to be here for you in the best capacity that I can. And how can I be there for you and make this as easy and as pain-free as possible? Because there are certain things that you're going to want to do and you're going to hold yourself back from doing it because you don't want to remind the person that, you know, this is terminal and that you don't know how much time you have because you want to make the most of that time. But sometimes by making the most of that time, you're shining a light on the fact that, you know, they have this. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really hard to navigate. And I again, my heart bleeds for your family. And I hate that you have to go through this.
I'm so angry as well. Mm-hmm. Her mother passed away recently, like a year or two ago before she got the diagnosis. And her mom was 92. And I'm like, it's not fair.
Yeah.
Her mom got to live till 92. It was my grandmother. And my mom is in her 60s and got cancer. And who would have thought that when she told me that my grandmother Josie had passed away, that within 2 years or 3 years, she would be receiving a terminal diagnosis. And I'm like, that's just not right. You know, I know life's not fair, but how come one person gets to live into their like almost mid-90s and see the birth of their grandchildren and another one who was the best mother and tried so hard and dedicated her life to her family is not going to even get to see her grandchildren maybe see their teen years? And it's just, I'm having such a tough time grappling with that. And when I see, I know this is ridiculous, but when I see people in jail who are like serial killers or terrible, terrible humans who are living out their sentences in jail, I'm like, why? Why can't they get the cancer?
Yeah.
They hurt other people. My mom's a nurse. She spent her life helping people and caregiving for people. And at the end of the day, life turned around and gave her the middle finger.
It's not fair.
It's BS.
It's not fair. And it's,
I don't want you to ever suppress that feeling because it is BS and it's not fair.
The world is cruel, and I'm trying really hard to hang on to hope and goodness and, you know, see the best. But it's really, really hard when you see injustices. And we see it as well with every Burt's Big Adventure family who has gone through the heartbreak with their children. I couldn't even imagine the pain I feel with my own mother, but seeing a child do that. And I'm just like, why? Why?
It makes you see the world differently.
It does.
And I'm sorry that you have to see that side of the world.
Thank you.
Because it's not fair.
There are a ton of people on the phones that want to talk to you. So I am going to put them on hold. And a lot of people are going through the same thing that you're going through. And I'd also suggest if you're going through this, because, I mean, when you look at the cancer rates in this country, there's a lot of people going through the same thing at the same time. Hit up Cassie today and use your experience to help her out. Where do you want them to reach out to you?
Cassie@thebirdshow.com would be great.
All right. Love you much. Big hugs.
Thank you, guys.
I love you.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.